morning, the United States is hardening its line on Syria. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, says there's no doubt the regime has used chemical weapons on its people. He's labelled last week's massacre a moral obscenity. His remarks follow a sniper attack on weapons inspectors as they travelled to the site of the attack in Damascus. Essendon and the AFL will resume talks this morning to decide just how the club should be penalised for its controversial supplements program. Marathon talks broke up last night without an agreement. Sanctions could include banning Essendon from taking part in this week's finals or the loss of the club's draft picks. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, will this morning outline his plans to expand naval capabilities in Australia's north. The plan could result in the eventual closure of Sydney's Garden Island Naval Base. A review last year recommended relocating naval facilities to the country's north. Opposition leader Tony Abbott, meanwhile, will today promise Australian victims of terrorism will be able to claim compensation. He'll pledge to introduce legislation within 100 days of winning office to ensure victims of attacks as far back as September 2001 will be able to make claims. And firefighters in California are struggling to control that huge wildfire near Yosemite National Park. The blaze covers more than 600 square kilometres and has been burning now for more than a week. Strong winds have been fanning the flames towards nearby towns, putting thousands of homes at risk.